Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hey, welcome. My name is Jim Ferguson, and this is a Hustler Spirit Radio. What's going on out there? Today, we got Greg and Ken with us today. Today, we do not have Judy. Judy is, what is she doing, Greg? She's getting her Reiki certification?
No, she's getting her Matrix Energetic certification in Seattle, Washington.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. So, we want to wish her the best and wish her well, and she'll be back with us in a couple weeks. But today, we got the men today. And I think today, man, it's time to let it rip today. You said today you got a lot of stuff on your mind today.
All right,
let it go then, let it go. Greg, how about you, man? How you doing out there, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing real, real good. I had a lot of real good healings this past week and remote healing done with another practitioner. And we'll get into that story a little later. That'd be interesting to tell everybody.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get right down. We're going to get right down to the rock gut of it all today. We're going to get right down to the rock gut today. Now, here's the first thing I got to put out there to people. What is it, if I ask people out there listening this question, do you know the definition of intention? I say this because I want to lead up to something. And do you know the definition and the meaning of the word intent? Now, you would say, it probably meaning the same thing. I hate to break it off on you. They're greatly different, greatly different. Now, why I say that is today. I had a chance to talk to somebody today, a buddy of mine, that is trying to start a health food business. And in starting his health food business, he has delegated a lot of things to other people. And he's unhappy with the progress of his health food company and its growth and what's going on a day-to-day basis. So I had a nice little conversation with him today. And he basically told me, he said, man, I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know what's in these people's minds. I've got my boys helping me. I've got this. I've got that. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm hearing excuses. I can't get out. My wife won't let me out. I got this to do. I got that to do. And he's just confused. So he asked me what's going on. I said, look, man, you've been talking about the health food thing for a minute. I said, I'm going to break it down to you the best that I can. And I know that I'll be able to hit it right on the money. First and foremost is the people that you have with you, are they as hungry as you are? Now, we done all had ideas and had dreams and business setups and all kind of other dealings, and you will run into some people that do not have the same desire that you have. You also have people that don't have the same intensity of fire under your belt as you have. You also have people that are content with their situation. So what I told him, basically, long story short, tell him to kiss your ass because you're grown men. Now, if you can't get out the house, sounds like you mean you got some punks in the house. That's just the bottom line. I'm going to give a right fast lesson. If you got 5 wives and 15 women, dude, and you got stuff that you got to do, when you got to get your hustle on, when you got to get your work on, when you got to get your money going and flowing. I do not have time for a relationship. And a woman will put that shit on you. What are you going to do? Now, here's the deal why I say that. Man, all the ladies listening out there. Intrinsically and subconsciously, when you have a situation or a challenge in a household where you got your woman, and women out there, you got your men doing that to you, that is basically them trying to make sure that the ground that you stand on is worth them backing it. That's all that's about. Because if you ask the average one of them, they can't tell you why the fuck you do it other than when we're going to spend some time. My whole ploy to that, fuck some time, I'm getting that dough. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And what you have from that is you have to be able to see what is really going on with that. When you start having that upward vertical growth, and yet you have a woman or man or your spouse or your significant other, however you want to say it, you're having that as far as trying to give you extra things to do, trying to get in the way, trying to create, you know, avenues. We're throwing the kids on you when you know you got a role. You know, some people got to get out there in the middle of the night. They ain't got time for that shit. Some people got to get out there in the middle of the afternoon. They ain't got time for that. But you got to set your grounds and you got to set your plan, and you got to realize that your plan is not necessarily for everybody. So there might be some kiss my asses going on. There might be some, you know, the hell with all the rest of the stuff. I've got to get mine, because when it's all said and done, what do we look at it when, since we're in this dimension, about our net worth anyway? It's about what energy we produce. And that's also dealing with money. That's the starting point. That's the perspective. The perspective is prosperity, getting that cash, and doing what you feel like doing. So, with that said, let's get down to the first part of the question that I said today. Intention. Now, if I say, you know what, this is my intention. Check it out. Check it out. I want you to check it out. I plan on opening up this. I plan on opening up this clothing line. I plan on having these shirts made. I plan on having these scullies made. I plan on getting into racing. This is what I plan on doing. I'm giving myself 36 to 48 months. I want to find sponsorship. You get the point. That's intention. That's intention. No problem. Everything is cool. We all right. Now let's get down to the intent. The intent is when I put a beamed level energy, highest controlled energy on what I am doing. And I do it. And the power of that is how God manifests. God doesn't set back and say, well, I've got intentions to do that. No. That's for punks and sissies. We ain't talking about that. When it, infinite intelligence, the totality of life, the Alpha and the Omega, puts intent behind something, that's like putting every force that you can imagine behind an action, and it is done. That is what we must do when it comes down to our money. So, with that point being said, and staying in alignment with the hustler's spirit, I asked him. I said, now this is going back to my buddy and his people. Now stay with me. Now I need you to stay with me. I need everybody to stay with me. Because I'm about to drop some ass-kicking knowledge on this today. Here's the base bottom line. Dude, what the hell are you doing? And why do you think at this beginning point that you ain't got to do no footwork? And he looked at me in his eyes, Buck, and he said, you're 100% right. I said, you delegating shit to people that already gave you the prenup that they wasn't about to get dirty. They already gave you that. They wasn't about to do the things that you asked them to do. So why are you screwing around with that? What can you do yourself? What can you do yourself? Now, you know, Ken, you got your own business. Have you ran across anybody today that if you had your business up and running to the level that you desire it, could you turn your business over to anybody and not beat it? Could you do it?
Not right now at this time, no.
You could do it.
No.
some. And because you know what happens with that, I mean, I'm going to let you say something in this because it's very important. Greg, and you talk about it too, because this is what happens with us now. We have got to move. Get up off your ass, and we got to move.
But it's a good thing that you said that, because a lot of times I fell prey to that myself. I say, well, I don't have time, or I don't, but I go at it now with a step-by-step mode. I do one thing at a time, and I complete it the way I want it done. And I don't, now I find myself at this time, I have no complaints about nothing that I do, because I take care of it myself. I start and I do it from start to finish. I'm done and I'm complete. I do it myself. And I don't even talk about not having enough time. I make the time that I, for what I have to do beyond anybody else. I do what I have to do first. And that's what you have to do. I mean,
that's
the base bottom line. That's just like saying, well, I'm experiencing a lot of debt. Well, you can bring a lot of debt to you, attract a lot of debt just by saying those words. I don't want to be in debt. But you'll find yourself, it'll come right to you. But when you put yourself in a level and not talking about it and doing something about it, you can change everything that you want.
My man, you can tell that to kiss you in the ass, because that's how it's going to
be.
You know what I'm saying? Flat out. And that's just it. See, the thing about it is, you know what I say, man? It's like looking at a woman's breast and they're perky. And you say, Jim, what are you talking about right now? Well, how perky are you about your business? Are you standing like those women's breasts standing? Are you perky? That's the whole base bottom line. But sometimes you got to get perky. And a lot of us out there, sometimes, a lot of people out there, you ain't perky enough. Stand up. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Do you not admire? Well, I'm not going to go that far. But you might take a good beam and a good look to say, whoa, Lord, have mercy. Look what we have here. That's exactly what we need to do with this shit that we need to do.
And another thing, you can't, like you said, intention and intent. You can't worry about other people's intent or intentions towards what you intend to do.
My man, it's called driving your own damn ship. That's what it's called. Well, man. See, you see what I'm saying? Now, Greg, know what you said about that. Now, you think that that's pretty much in line with definitely what he says. You can't be worrying about nobody else's anything.
Well, that's exactly what we're all been talking about. Well, you may have an intention, and that's what your desire is. But then you say, well, my old lady won't let me out. You're procrastinating, so you're not following through on your intent. You really should be blaming yourself. You can't be putting blame on others. You need to, get on the ball and just start doing it. Ken was saying, you're in control. You can procrastinate all you want and put the blame on everybody else, but the only one you need to blame is yourself.
Because you can let it happen to yourself and want to blame somebody, but the ultimate blame comes down on you because you
exactly.
have. If you don't operate your steering wheel, you can't expect your wife, your brother, your sister, your mother, or your daddy to do it for you.
Exactly.
If it's in your hand, you better handle it.
Yeah. That's the base bottom line. That's the base bottom line. That's the base bottom line. I mean, I'm going to get back to the breast, man. I'm going to get back to them. Now, I'm not going to say this shit. Now, if you and your woman, that's like turning your woman's breast over to somebody else to suck on them. Now, that shit don't make no sense. Do it. To me, it don't. Come on, y'all got a comment. Y'all men out there, straight up, baby. Don't be joking around. That's dead up. I ain't got to turn that over. Go ahead and put your boots on, strap up, and do what you need to do. That's with everything in life, man. You bang this shit and get out the way. That's the bottom line. Okay, what you do. And the strongest force, that's what's going to be moving mountains. Then it's going to do, hold on. Excuse me. How strong is your intent? When we talk about intent, how strong is it? See, my whole thing that I've seen work, and me and Kim both have seen work, and Greg, I know we talked about it too. We've got to have movement. And before we got to have movement, we got to have organized planning. I don't care what you do. organized planning. What you got to do, stay with the plan. Stay with the plan.
You have a thought, because, I mean, we jumped into a lot of things and really weren't organized, but we had an ideal of what we wanted to do. And once we started it, if you make that first step, the plan will come together if your intention is right.
Yeah, well, if your intention is proper, but whatever your intentions are, you're going to bring them to you. You're definitely going to bring them to you. So I want to say that at this part of the show, because I think
radio
right now in looking at it, and I'll jump and say this.
So at a time.
People should maybe, I mean, it's just my opinion about it. For all the things that you read in the paper, and I really don't, I'm not a fan favorite of that bullshit, because it's actually manipulated. You know, right now it's just like watching a big ass soap opera, and it's very easy to put in a whole bunch of negative shit and then expect people to buy your newspaper. That's what they go by. But listen, we're on break. We're back in 2 minutes. Hang with us, because we're going to finish up this story, man. We're going to keep it hard all damn night. That's for 2 minutes.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Back, we had a little equipment situation going on. We got to get everybody so we can hear what we're saying. Today, we're about to light some fire under your asses. This is Jim Ferguson on Hustle Spirit Radio. Got Ken Greg with me today, and we're talking real today. Just like we do every day, but just like we do every Wednesday, too. We have fun with it, but at the same time, this is serious shit, because this is our lives. This is our livelihood. We've got family. We've got friends. We've got scenarios. We've got things that we charted in. We've got things that we need to conquer, and we have things that we need to master. And it's one of the things that we're here talking today, so we can bring up these things and bring up these scenarios, and we basically, you know, we're gonna talk about it. We're gonna keep it real. I think this is the platform that we're gonna stay with, and the platform that we've been staying with. And we're gonna have some fun, but at the same time, having fun, we're gonna learn something. We're gonna learn something between us. Between ourselves, and we're going to share it with everybody listening today, because we are going to win. I've never have been, I've never indulged in anything that I am looking at to lose. The hell with that. It's win-win. What you say about that, baby? I'm looking at Ken work his waves in the studio, Big Daddy. Work your waves. You got your wave brush on?
No, I don't have.
Okay, man, I'm just trying to put the Rico Suave on you, baby. You know what I mean?
To get it. I'm working on it.
I'm
not trying to get it. I'm going to get it.
That's what I'm saying, Big Daddy. Always under observation.
I'm going to use my Rico Suave. I'm
going to
some risky stuff.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Make me feel like I need to go to Mexico and sit down and sit by the damn ocean. Look here. Now, getting back to what I said about dudes. And so the conversation ended, and the people that just checking in with us today, basically, my buddy of mine is trying to get a health food store together, and he's also trying to sell tennis shoes too. Now, but he's delegated a lot of the things out to people. Long story short, what can you do yourself instead of delegating? Who's going to take care of your task better than you? That's the whole point. The point is, what are we doing? Are we delegating? Are we doing talking and no action? And doing talking and no action, nothing gets manifested. Manifestation doesn't move to you. So, the base bottom line, whether a book you read, whether it's the Bible, Quran, Dead Sea Scroll, any how-to, any help, Wallace D. Waddle, Napoleon Hill, it's all about movement. Just no more different than faith. What the hell is faith good for if I'm sitting my ass down somewhere and I ain't putting the shit to the test? What is it good for? I mean, I remember growing up and, you know, you hear your old the parents and the grandparents, oh, don't you test God. Oh, you need to kiss my ass. How can I not test something and then know that it's going to work if I don't put it to the test? I mean, we went over this shit before. For all of that, let's get in alignment. How do you know that you're in alignment and not in alignment if you don't test the freaking system? You're not punished because you're testing it. If God says I'm God, well, show me you God. That's just the bottom line. I don't think it's complicated. Man, come out and say, look, man, I'm Jesus, and I'm just going to put it on you. Well, Jesus, I got some questions for your ass. Here's some questions. Can you answer them? If you can't answer them, what's going on? You understand me what I'm saying? That's like a dude coming and talking about he's your daddy. Well, if you my daddy, then show me what's up. If you my daddy, then you should know me. If you coming to me, you should know what I'm about. You should tell me more about me because you knew me before I even knew myself. So that's the bottom line to it. So push it to the test. Don't go out there and take shit, every freaking thing on blind faith. You gotta put shit to the test. Everybody. We've done it. So everything that we say, oh man, it's a mistake. Not a mistake. I don't believe in mistakes. I just believe in learning lessons. I don't believe in fault. Ha! Just a learning lesson. You might get your head cracked with some dough. It's just a college learning lesson. You might win. And now you're gonna win. Great, that's a college learning lesson. This is a life learning lesson. Don't be afraid to test the theories. Don't be afraid to test the philosophies. And anybody tells you don't test them, you can tell them to kiss your ass, because it ain't flying. This shit just don't fly. So you got to test everything. Look at your child. If anybody out there listening got infants, toddlers, what do? You give a damn about what you tell them. No, don't do that, sonny. No, don't do that, sweetie. No, don't do that. They look at you like you stupid, man. I'm going to do it. I'm going to feel it. Sometimes you got to fall on your butt a little bit. Sometimes you got to get burned a little bit. Sometimes you got to feel happiness and joy and understand what sadness is so you can gauge yourself up. You got to do those things. Sometimes you got to lose a little money to make money. How many people have lost a ton of money that made 5 times the money back? They got to, you know, you need those barriers. You need those lessons. I'm not talking about walls because, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm fully understanding that the fact of that we're infinite. But within the borderlines or within the realm that we're in right now, let's see what's going on. So once again, I've always said this and I'll stand by it and it'll be up on my website. The fact of, I don't get into no philosophy that tells me that I need to believe everything with blind faith and not put it to action and not test the system. So I just want to say that, let you know, we don't fly like that up here. You understand? You don't, and then don't get me wrong. I want you to get me right. We're going to ask you questions about what you're preaching to. You know, we're going to ask. There's people right now would invite me to a church and invite me to certain places and tell me in the heart, nah, man, I don't think you need to go. Well, why don't you think I need to go? Because you're going to test me. Yes, I am going to test it. And I'm going to test the person telling me to. Because who are you telling? Well, I mean, what's up? Let's sit down. Let's come in. You know, argument. And there's no right or wrong. But let's sit down and let's conversate about it. And if you got a problem with me conversating or asking you a question about it, you know, you feel offended by me checking your authority, then we've got a situation, a challenge here. There's no more different than I tell you that I work on cars and I'm an expert at diagnostic procedures. Well, I'm waiting on a question. Ask me one, because that helps me out. You feel what I'm saying? If you paint cars, what does this do when you mix this with this and this? You should be able to tell me. Okay, well, that's the same
thing. If I can't tell you, I will find out.
My man, that's what I'm talking about. Keep it real.
You know, anything. And that's what anybody, I mean, if you don't believe something, go find it out for yourself. Go test it.
Is that not our job? You know what your primary freaking job is when you... bring your ass here to this dimension is to find out who you are and to test the system. That's what your job is. If you want to say a job, it's not just to say, well, I want to go and I want to go help 55 people. How in the hell I'm going to help 55 people and I got to deal with me? I got to deal with my soul. So what do you come here to do? You come here to gather knowledge. You come here to record knowledge. Hold on now.
Well, a lot of people want to hold you back and put you in that fear mode of not trying to know and get you like in a comfort zone and not always trying to keep you safe and not put you in a risky thing.
You know what? Exactly.
You know, that's just like, well, if someone says something fucked up to you and you don't say anything about it because you're scared you might lose your job or lose whatever, you know, that's bullshit, you know. Take a chance. Take a risk. Put it out there.
Put it out there. And what kills me is when people tell you that they know how to treat your life better than you do, how to direct you better than you do. Think about it, man. Or you think we got so many freaking rules out here, laws out here, because you know what? No. You can't handle your own stuff. And here's the deal. Look at society. The society shows you that they can handle their own self. Think about it now. How much truth is in that statement? You see what I'm saying? How much truth? Now, getting back to that, I know we didn't get off a track, but it's all leading down to this baseball line. Here's the baseball line. I'm not putting my money-making capabilities in nobody's hand but mine. I want my faith in my own hands. I don't need to give it to anybody. I don't need to give it to any entity. I don't need to give it to any deity. I don't need to give it to nothing but myself. Period. Now, if I have enough knowledge to make some money, I've got enough knowledge to properly place the money. I also have enough knowledge to understand that I need to drive my own ship and nobody else to know how to drive my own ship better than me. Let me ask you a question, Big Daddy. I know you shoot pool. And I know you called me out a couple times. And I know you'll probably whip my ass at pool right now. You probably gonna pick up a pool stick in a minute, Big Daddy. But would you let somebody come to your house and whip your ass on your pool table without a fight? I'm not saying it can't be done, Pimp Daddy. You feel what I'm saying? I want you to brush your ways now, Big Daddy, because I'm about to straighten them up like Conkling. Look here, man. Would you let somebody come to your household and just take a coach belt out and just be spanking your ass all up and down your basement? Would you do it? Without a fight?
No. I always have kind of,
come on, man. Say it.
Real good-ass ways to win. I have heart and a lot of balls, you know.
So basically, what you saying, y'all be playing all night long. If that's the case, it would take all night.
I mean, the average Joe Blow, I mean, if you're not no expert pool player, you just, so if you think you're that good, it's just coming. No, you're not going to do it. But I have went over people's house and whooped their ass. I'm not going to tell no lie. I have.
Right. And how you feel when you do? I mean, how you feel? The truth.
I feel damn good.
That sounds juicy, man.
I feel damn good. I got a buddy, he had a pool table out. If he beat me four times on his pool table, he lucky. I beat him.
Out of how many games?
I probably didn't play on his pool table when he had it up in his house. I probably played him about 300 games.
And he beat you four times out of 300?
I'm telling you.
That man need to put the pool table out of the yard and sell that.
He got like $400 or $500 sticks and he shoots. But he still, it's something about he cannot beat me.
Let me ask you a question. Can you take a $2 stick and whip his ass?
I'll take an alley stick and whip his ass.
Now see,
pool hall stick.
Now check it out, Big Daddy. I want you to check it out. That confidence that you got right there on whipping that man ass, can you say you have the same confidence in what you need to do?
Radio.
What you're going to do.
Touching one soul out here at a time.
Life. You have that same tenacity right now? Because I know right now, looking at your face, the people, of course, can't see you out there because we're on radio until we go to the internet stream, right? But basically, looking at you right now, I would put my money on you if I gave you a stick right now and pulled somebody off that street and said they can shoot pool. I'm putting my money with you.
Keep
you
right
now.
Just
beyond the thing of pool, just in
keep
life.
Keep thinking
I've lost some shit.
But I'm coming back, y'all. I'm coming back, and stimulating. It's on. Hey, stay with us. Radio, 2 minutes. We're talking about pool sticks.
A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A hustler's spirit. Radio. A hustler's spirit. Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A hustler's spirit. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, and Greg.
Hey, welcome back. This is Jim Ferguson, a.k.a. Rico Suave. I got Ken and Greg today. What's going on? We are talking about some pool sticks and whipping some ass. Look here, let's get down to the base bottom line. Now, Greg, you also said, and you tell me how this blends in. Did you say something about on break that some planets are in a line? So let's get into that, then we're going to tack on about this money in you and this tenacity and this integrity and this movement towards our funds and our money and getting that medieval feeling back to us. That's great. Now, what you saying about that, baby?
Well, what's going on is Mercury in retrograde, and this happens 3 to 4 times per year when the planet Mercury slows down and appears to stop stationary and move backwards retrograde. It's an optical illusion since there is forward movement, like speeding by a slow-moving train. As in, it recedes, it appears to be going backwards. What are the Mercury in retrograde dates for 2009 was January 11th through the 31st, and now May 6th through the 30th, September 6th through the 29th, and December 26th through January 15th, 2010. What happens during Mercury in retrograde, since Mercury rules communication, it's said that everything goes haywire in that area. Emails get deleted and bounce back. Mail is returned. Calls go out into the ethers, etc. Some people find that their computers go on the fritz or phone lines go down. It never seems that hard data on this. You got to make your own observations. It doesn't seem that miscommunication abound during retrograde periods. So basically, you take a time out. Mercury in retrograde gives us time to catch up on ourselves and look back. Sometimes from the past might return in a different form. This can mean people, ideas, or buried insights that need to surface for you to move forward. Often it's felt as a contemplative time, depending on the sign, a chance to go back over old ground again, to claim what you missed the first time. By non-committal, there is a long-held belief that it's best to avoid making any set plans during Mercury in retrograde. This means being cautious about things like signing contracts and forming partnerships and corporations. What gets put in writing at this time may turn out to need serious revising after Mercury goes direct. But since tying up the loose ends is the domain of retrograde, this type of finalization might fly. Can you repeat that? In other relationships, sometimes we gloss over things that pushes buttons at this time, but which lets us slide. What seems to not be worth the trouble may reveal itself as a major issue in need of our attention. The Mercury in retrograde is a time for review when the underlying patterns come to light. So basically, you know, that I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention, because a lot of times people get into situations where they make commitments and they really shouldn't. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. In your opinion, is Mercury being in retrograde, does that affect the intrinsic knowledge? Does that affect Akashic records? Does that affect the morphic field in any type of way? In my personal opinion, I'm assuming if the other things are affected and that energy is affected, is that energy also affected with the morphic field, with the Akashic field? I'm not saying that records are changed, but actually being able to get access of those records. You know, I'm kind of jumping kind of tight there, but is that affected also?
Actually, I don't think it does. I just think it affects us on the physical plane.
Okay, on the more three-dimensional plane. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as that.
Even during this period, I was doing a lot of pretty instantaneous healing, so it didn't affect tapping into the morphic field. So.
Okay. All right, well, that's something to think about, too. And I think anybody out there, you can probably get more into reading about astrology. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Greg, in saying that, you know, reading up, but you can probably Google some things. Everybody mm-hmm. out there listening can Google some things. And I'm pretty sure that scenario being true, that you can also use that for your advantage. And that's kind of the comments that you were talking about. Too, that the fact of, you know, you might, you know, and that's also testing that scientific philosophy also. I mean, testing that and getting yourself wet in it. I mean, basically, you know, getting yourself into it and feeling it. I think that's something I can say that by next show, I'll read something about that too, and we'll get into that.
The reason why I brought that up. Yeah. Now, I just brought that up to make sure that if people are doing contracts or deals like that, you just might want to be a little cautious, because it really does play havoc. And what may seem like a good decision, or you actually making a deal, you might be cutting yourself short, you know. And so that's why I just figured I'd throw that in.
No, that's perfect, man. Because it is all about throwing that knowledge out there and us responding to it. And it's also about us listening to that silent knowledge also, and being aware of it, and not taking anything for granted, but also not taking what you see for granted either, and to welcome that, to welcome those things. So yeah, I would definitely, and I'll tell you something, even dealing with, you know, talking about my buddy today and dealing with this place and dealing with this vitamin shop is trying to do, just getting some things off the, you know, there's so many things, and I kind of mentioned it to him because I was in a hurry today, but the fact of that, there's so many things out there for us to use to our advantage, and it's us, and it's for us, and King, you had made a statement, it's for us to go out there and find that knowledge, and use that knowledge, and become aware of that knowledge. You know, it's up to us to do that. It's up to each individual to do it at a level that they feel is necessary for them.
I mean, like when we were talking earlier, we all had a capacity to do things and accomplish things.
Right.
But we have to know what's in us, you know, as a person. You know, you have to know what you are. You know what your ingredients is, your balance, you know, to get you moving, to get you pumped up.
But what better to have certain circumstances and certain challenges come your way to let you know what you're made out of, right?
Right.
I mean, is that not okay? Yeah. So, definitely. I mean, and that's a perfect point to know what you're made out of.
I mean, because we can all go and try to like place blame on somebody, but the ultimate thing is to get the balance for yourself and take care of what you need to take care of. You know, if you had that balance, if you had certain things to do, if you have a relationship, you have to put some kind of time into that if you want that to work. But if it, if that's not what you want, then, you know, you can't cheat at any time. You have to give it your all.
Right.
You know, you can't expect, you know, like, I deal with certain things and you deal with certain things, but everybody, you know, like, you just can't, you know, you can skim and think you're getting by, you know, or think you, or just like with your work or your business or something, just like do with the vitamin, you know, well, if I give this to him, and him, and then I'm going to expect a good outcome, that's crazy, you know, that's, you know,
what really you got to look at yourself is you expecting somebody else to put the attention on what you're doing for you, and that's not making any sense. You know what I mean? So what makes sense is for you to put your full being attention on what it is you desire, whatever it is you desire, and for you to lay with it, and then also to have faith that you know that you can. And then that leads us into this last point before we get out of here today, is that consequences. Now, we can talk about consequences come that we've created in our lives to test what we're made out of. And some of them we did unconsciously, and some of them we did consciously. Some of them we've taken for granted. Some of them, you know, just like paying attention to small details. When you don't do it, the small details have a tendency to grow, to pick up momentum, to come back and sting you. So what do? Well, you start mastering this information, you start mastering this philosophy, you start mastering this science, you start mastering being a God, then you realize you create the consequences. So if you can understand that, and a person can understand that you create every consequence. That means if you got a $500,000 paying job, you created it. You created it. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of time giving yourself a whole bunch of, you know, kissing your ass. You keep moving, but you created it. Great. But at the same time, the same flow, if you're experiencing something that you believe consciously you don't want, you still have to take responsibility that you created the consequences for what you're going through now. So once you do that, it's much better for you because you have just shifted awareness. You have just heightened awareness. Now it's time to win. You see what I'm saying? See, now it's time to, we go back to the pool. Dude shoot with you and dude beat you. Now you just don't dwell on you got your ass beat. You look at how did he beat me? Well, let's look at life the same freaking way.
And
how did the circumstance beat me?
And it's just a step by step by step. Now, the reason, I'm going to tell you the reason why I'm able to beat him 300 games.
My man, come on.
I watch him, and he never studied me. I watch him step by step by step. I can let him take the first three shots, whether he miss them, make them, or whatever. I let him push the ball in the hole. But I can watch him, and I know what he's going to do. I know his moves. And that's just like step by step.
Exactly.
That's just like if you and I were, we gonna go out here and say, well, we're going to go out here and learn how to race on a racetrack.
Okay?
A Hustler's Spirit.
And we have a
professional. Radio. Touching one soul at a
race
time.
Race car driver.
Right.
Teaching us.
Touching
right.
One
so
soul
I feel like I can come
time.
Right out there and compete with this guy. He's telling me, but I ain't listening.
Right.
Everything that he's telling me, by step by step, the first step, second step, third step, to get me to his level.
Keep
right.
It hard.
But I don't want to even listen to that because I think I'm just as good as him.
Keep
fuck
it and do all night.
Right. I'm just going right on up to it.
Right.
He whooped my ass.
Penetrating,
right.
Lubricating, and stimulating.
Got it coming. Now, what do you do after that?
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio.
If I'm
radio,
smart,
radio,
I go back. The first step.
A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. Touching one soul.
Right on time. Hey,
time.
Give us a minute. We'll be right
touching
back.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. 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 A Hustler's Spirit. Radio. touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
What's up, man? What's up? Man, we done got this lesson. Let me get back to this lesson here about dudes studying your opponent. And the opponent in life is the circumstances, baby. This is the opponent. Check it out. And here it is. A Big Daddy, now you let out a great secret. And you said before we went to break how you whipped this guy's ass 300 times is that you study him. And what he doesn't do is he doesn't study you. Now, let's just switch that and put that right into life. How many people study life? Check it out. How many do you know study life? How many do you know sit back and take an analytical, spiritual, three-dimensional look at circumstances that come their way? Make changes. Woo! Did I not say something? I'll be damned if I want another outcome. I'll be damned. I've got to make some changes. So, if you whip your ass at one time, you studied, you analytically looked at it, you plotted your moves, and then you executed them. Then you got the desired outcome that you wanted. You whipped his ass. Now, let's switch that to life. That's exactly what the hell we need to do in life. That's what we need to do with our money. That's what we need to do with our health. We need to do with our relationships. That's what we need to do, period, for the totality of getting the most out of this life, period. And I'm willing to say, and looking in your eyes right now, that you have complete confidence in your fucking ability. Would that be a correct statement?
I have damn good
complete confidence. You ain't even flexing. Right now, baby, I see you trying to make hand movements with that stick, baby. I think you can whip somebody's ass with your eye closed. Could you do it?
Damn near.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it's a lot of things in life that you make your moves, you make different things, you make different decisions. And a lot of times those decisions be off of other things and other people. But, you know, I've started and I've learned so hard. Only because you're trying to satisfy and please other people and then still try to win. But when you out here in life and you're trying to achieve and get the things that you want, you can't do things for other people. You can't do things to satisfy other people. But you have to satisfy yourself first.
Exactly.
And then everything will fall into place. It's not being harsh or being cruel by taking care of yourself and taking care of the things that you need to do to satisfy your life and your achievement, because everyone is entitled to that for themselves, and nobody has really the right to infringe on that. If you do, get them out your way.
But you were prepared, though, Ken. You see, that's the reason why, because you observed him playing the game. He wasn't observing you. He was arrogant and cocky, but you observed every move that he made, as I said on the break to you, just like the NFL players. They record the football games and they review the games, so the next time they play that person, they're prepared. And that's the whole bottom line. You were prepared. You did your homework. You did your research. And if you do that on your intention, then that's your intent. Then once you put everything all together, then everything falls into place.
And is that not like being godly? That's like being godlike. That's exactly what that is. That's being godlike. Because what you're doing is you're sitting there saying, you know what? They beat this defense, so let's make a change. Let's counteract this. let's do this. And then have enough confidence to say, baby, I got you. I got you. Wherever you go, I got you. So what I'm saying in all those both examples, and they're wonderful examples, we can take that energy, that harness energy that he has with Clan Cool, and bring that right into finances and your life situations and whatever goals and desires you have. Just like that. Okay. I'm going to give you one even better, man. When you play pool, you ain't thinking about your wife, kids. You ain't thinking about jack shit. You thinking about one thing, whipping this guy's ass and making him feel it. That's, am I right or wrong? Right? You see what I'm saying? That's right. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing. I'm going to let this secret out, so I don't play cards with Big Daddy. And I'm going to tell you something. You will cheat your ass off, though. And you smooth with it, too.
It's no such thing as cheating. It ain't no such thing as good or bad or nothing, no right or wrong. It's just,
what
if I make a move and you don't catch it, that's your fault. That's not mine. I don't cheat. I win.
Oh, man. Come on.
I just got a better advantage than you did. That's all now. You don't tell me you won't cheat. Come on. Don't tell. Come on.
Baby, I really don't think about it. Be honest with you, man.
You know what, man?
Don't tell me you won't.
Big Daddy, you know what? I'm going to tell you this one. I'm so good at what I do that I'm good at, I don't need to cheat.
That's just how that goes. What's up,
Big Daddy? Come on. Come on.
Big Daddy, but I can tell you what. You smooth, Big Daddy.
I know, but if sometimes you don't rub your head and you get those wrinkles in your forehead.
Oh, when I get them, baby, you better look out, because this something going to be moved. This something going to be moved, for sure. Got to get the fuck on out the way, because it's coming, for sure. And I ain't giving a damn how I would agree with you on that. I think this dude sitting next to me, he did cheat on his mama. I don't care what, man. If it's about winning, that some shit dude right here is off the chain.
Woo,
man. I told you, I win.
You just take the advantage. Huh?
That's cool with you, Big Daddy. You got to have
some. Y'all come out here. Come on out here. You if you getting in one of those cops, you're going down the drag.
Yeah.
And somebody say, don't have no bottle in your car. You can put it somewhere in there and nobody will find it.
I just say, I got the advantage, huh?
Yeah, you got the advantage.
Hey, that's without a doubt. That's all you can say. Lord have mercy, that's all you can say. We have had a ball today.
It's like being the child.
Yeah, that's true. That's true,
though. Be wise at it.
That's true. And you got to be slick with it, too. You got to be slick with it. Bottom line, bottom fucking line, command your consequences. Command them. Know that you can command them and know that you have commanded them. Take responsibility for everything that is in your life and know that you created that responsibility. Excuse me. Know that you created that circumstance. Know that you created that condition. But also, have it in yourself and in your mind that you know you can change it at a flicker of a switch. You can change it however you want. Understand this. Your vibration and the level of your vibration, that is what's going to bring you your desire, consciously and unconsciously. So, with that, we can move on, and we're going to have a great week. I know we are. We're going to do that. We're going to have a great week. A lot of stuff to do. And looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to Google, everybody, especially what Greg talked about today. Let's get into Google search that astronomy. Now, what did you say that it's actually called when Mars goes into what, Greg?
It's Mars in retrograde.
Retrograde. I'm okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to Google search that. So I'm going to have something to talk about that next week. Okay, buddy. Sounds like a winner. Man, you got anything else to say today, Greg? Because we're going to get ready to get on up out of here, man. Get ready for next Wednesday. We're going to get ready for it. I want to tell everybody out there, have a great, great weekend. Any holidays, man?
Nah, I think we got bottles.
You got bottles?
Yeah.
We were smooth with
that to the fourth.
To the fourth? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, just everybody out there think about some positive and pure things.
Positive and pure. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, just like when Big Daddy was talking about them big tatas.
Yes, when I'm big tatas, call them, man. Call them. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Dreaming about them. Thinking about them right now, baby. I'm dreaming about them right now.
Just remember, attitude is everything.
Yes.
Attitude is everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, you better believe it. Attitude towards everything. Listen, this is Jim Ferguson. This is a Hustler Spin Radio. Want to tell everybody have a great week. Greg, have a great week. Ken,
you too, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Y'all wash your hand when y'all leave that certain room.
What's the phone? We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Talk to you. Have a good one.